Rock of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. A juror speaking exclusively to ABC News after the conviction of disbarred attorney Alec Murdoch in South Carolina for the murder of his wife and son. Craig Moyer telling ABC's Eva Pilgrim most of the jury felt Murdoch was guilty right off the bat.
It was two not guilty, one not sure, and nine guilty.
What was your vote?
Guilty.
From the start?
Yes.
Suspected tornadoes in Louisiana and Texas, toppling trees and damaging property.
Of course, my grandbabies were crying. They're four and five.
Shirley Carden says she just got her grandchildren home from school when the roaring started. This is ABC News. President Biden this morning will award the Medal of Honor to retired Army Colonel Paris Davis. He was an African-American who fought in Vietnam. He's being recognized for his accomplishments on the battlefield.
You feel pleased that you served your country in the way that you thought you would serve your country. America becomes profoundly your flag that you carry around.
Davis was 26 years old and a captain when he and his team held off the enemy for 18 hours. Today's honor, long overdue. Davis was told the U.S. Army lost his paperwork twice. Congress is zeroing in on George Santos, the House Republican, now the subject of an ethics investigation into lies about his background and his finances, a separate subcommittee formed because of the sheer number of allegations. Santos says he will cooperate with the investigation. Today is the global day of unplugging, challenging you to turn off your phone and go screen-free for 24 hours. The idea? To stress the importance of taking a break from all our digital devices. Faith Abube, ABC News.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Through the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, TGIF. Dom, I've never been so grateful for a Friday or 5 o'clock and a happier happy hour than I am right now.
Why is that, Michael?
I've been looking forward to bailing this one in. In my mind, I'm going to Southern Florida. I want to be on a beach in, you know, a couple of days. When you're next on the air, I'll be on an airplane. And then the day after that, beach.
Nice.
For days.
Make sure you put in your sunblocker,
moisturize
man.
Before
you're getting burned on the first day. It'll ruin your whole trip, man.
It will. It will. I'll grease up my pale white skin. That's an image you all want. You
know? Yes, thank you for that. Yeah, some social media pictures would be great.
So Dominic, unless you've got Jim Santel calling in today, special. Any other legal eagles?
What a show already. If you haven't checked it out, if you missed the last hour, go check it out.
You missed a lot.
Media.us. There's a lot. There's a lot going on. We appreciate all of our fine guests and callers.
You know, each and every day and each and every hour, we say, man, how do we possibly top that last hour? Well, unless you start calling, we're not going to. Because it really is going to have to be a team effort in this hour. The airing of the grievances.
Because Trudy's already on that plane. That's basically what he's saying.
844. Gonna need your help is what I'm saying. 844-967-2789. Here is one of my new troubling concerns from the reporting of CNN, though. Dom, not going to Disney, but I am going to Florida. But one of Ron DeSantis' appointees to the new Disney Oversight Board suggests the tap water turns people gay.
What?
Yes, this is...
Come on.
Ron Perry is the name of the man that alleges tap water is turning you gay. And he is the chairman and CEO of Gathering USA. And I look at this man, and I got to tell you, if they say Helen and Troy has the face that could sail a 1,000 ships, this guy could sink 1,000 ships. This man's, he's not a handsome man. He's a,
come on.
You're not a good looking man.
So judgmental, Michael. You know what makes him ugly?
The inside?
What's he saying?
An appointee to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' new oversight board in control of Disney's special tax district called Homosexuality evil last year. And let's not forget, they're having this big fight about the Disney Corporation and their special taxing authority because of the Don't Say Gay bill. And the fact that so many of the Disney Corporation employees said something to their employer that Disney Corporation made a stand on the issue. And that angered fascist wannabe Ron DeSantis. So now he's got a board, Dom.
Just real quick, the Gathering USA is a ministry of evangelicism, discipleship, and mission opportunities for men.
For men. I hope God loves them, because nobody else is going to.
For men.
You're suggesting that...
I'm just reading what the Gathering, the website here.
Do the congregation get together in closets around America, Dom? Let me read a little. On Monday, the Republican governor appointed Ron Perry, an Orlando-based former pastor. Was he defrocked? And CEO of The Gathering, a Christian ministry focused on outreach to men. Not gay at all. It's one of five people who would now oversee the Reedy Creek Improvement District, the government body that has given Disney unique powers in Central Florida for more than half a century. DeSantis signed a bill in February that allowed him to replace the district's existing board. Very Scott Walker of him. Mostly people with ties to Disney, with a five-member body that he handpicked.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing but the finest sorts like this Perry fella. The move to remove power from Disney comes nearly a year after the company spoke out against the Florida bill, which DeSantis later signed into law, to restrict certain classroom instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity. You know, the Don't Say Gay law, Dom. Here's a quote, or more accurately, CNN's K-File review of Perry's past comments found that he frequently made derogatory remarks about LGBTQ community. So I guess I'll take a crack at reading for the derogatory, very ugly to my assessment. Perry guy.
This is very important. Very scientific, I can tell.
So why are there homosexuals today? ? There are any number of reasons, you know, that are given. Some would say the increase in estrogen in our societies. You know, there's estrogen in the water from the birth control pills. That's what's wrecking society, Dom, the birth control pills. They can't get it out, Perry baselessly said in January 22 Zoom discussion, later put on YouTube. The level of testosterone in men broadly in America has declined for 50 points in the past 10 years, you know, and so maybe that's part of it. Well, apparently he hasn't watched enough of the Tucker Carlson, Dom, because there's a solution.
Suntanning.
Your genitals, apparently.
Yeah. Are you going to be suntanning your genitals in Florida, Crudy? I mean, apparently that gets you going, baby.
Big time.
What else does this guy say? big time. But the big part I would suggest to you, based upon what it's saying here, it's the removal of constraint. The removal of constraint. So our society provided the constraint. And so, which is the responsibility of a society to constrain people from doing evil? Well, you remove the constraints, then evil occurs.
What constraints?
And
evil
society. Apparently, according to this guy, if you are not constrained in some way, shape, or form by society, as he defines it, you are destined to do evil.
Dominic says,
which would, I guess, based on what he's saying here, increase your testosterone levels.
Well, since we've renamed Devil Radio, Mad Radio, WMDX, well, I got to tell you, testosterone levels in my household have soared.
Congratulations.
Looking forward to vacation.
I got a little bit more here. Perry has also said that LGBTQ people, quote, don't have a stake in the future because many do not have children, and he called gay people deviant. In one discussion, he linked homosexuality to the fall of the Roman Empire, a fringe historical belief occasionally pushed by some Christian activists. Homosexuality was praised, Perry said. LGBTQ today is being emphasized everywhere, even on children's shows, and so ultimately the Romans had become weak. Here I thought it was the incest and the lead pipes, but, you know, it could have been, it could have been, you know, what he said.
The birth control pills in the water? You know, there was just a little bit more. You did skip just a little smidge.
Well, please enlighten me.
Testosterone levels in men have dropped in recent decades. Not on this panel. And researchers are unsure why, but the drop is not 50%, and there is no indication that a drop in testosterone affects sexual orientation. Likewise, there is no evidence that estrogen in the water supply, for which birth control pills account for a statistically insignificant amount, affects sexual orientation. You know, they've got to do, like, the fact check. So I want to get the facts out there, you know, for CJ and others that CJ hasn't drank any water since the 70s.
That plastic bottled water, way better.
Back then, it was just the fluoride you had to worry about. Anyways, back to the CNN coverage. The claim that chemicals in tap water could turn people gay has gained ground with conspiracy theorists over the years, most memorably with fringe commentator Alex Jones, who said chemicals in the water were turning freaking frogs gay. They're turning friggin' frogs gay, Dom. In the same discussion, Perry called homosexuality shameful, linking it to disease. There are a lot of unhealthy effects of homosexual lifestyle. There are diseases, but it goes beyond that. Because, you know, it's about the biblical and the self-loathing of one's closeted wants, right, Dom?
Well, that's why you do outreach to men.
Very not gay. There's no gayness about
no, not whatsoever.
The men's ministry. Nothing gay about that.
I mean,
very, very, very straight.
Very, very repressed. Very supremely repressed. And what is, I just don't get it. You know, what is the big deal? You know, if that's what you're into, find a willing, consenting adult and do it. Maybe that sounds like a party to me. And what to you, all it is restraint. If it weren't for restraint, man, he'd be a wolf in the woods, man. He'd be a man's man. But it's the constraint to not do evil that has made us, you know, lose our testosterone.
Well, you talked about consenting adults, and I hearken back to the aforementioned very ugly Mr. Perry. There are no consenting adults with Mr. Perry. I mean, maybe transactionally.
Oh, of course.
He might have paid for it. But nobody's giving it freebies. Not to that guy. I'm just saying, maybe.
Come on, there's love for everyone in this world, man. Even that guy. Hell, maybe that's why he's so sour right now, man. He had one, he lost it, and now he's, you know, he's never going to get it back.
If he just had a good man at home, he'd be okay, Dom. Folks, we're the devil's advocates.
Wow.
This guy
is now on a board for the Disney deal, right? DeSantis appointed him.
The fascist wannabe board.
Yeah, yeah.
DeSantis appointee.
Yes. The Gathering USA Men Only.
By Monday at this time, I'll be day drinking, Dom. Feel quite confident. Going into a conch shell for the week. I'm not listening, but I hear you've got a great lineup in my absence.
I do. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be the devils and friends, the friends of the devil. I'm coming up with the term, but we're going to line them up. It's going to be so much fun.
I used to call them co-devils when you'd go absent on Fridays. You got lots of co-devils.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a comprehensive list. You should lay it out.
I've been working on it, man. We make it look easy. It's not. Come back, 844-967-2789.
Yeah. Tall guy, not that good looking, needed saving.
We have top men working on it right now.
I'm a heterosexual. I have a wife.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. Crudy, you teased it before. I know you're going to be gone for a while, so I did line up some friends of the Devils. They're going to come hang out with me next week. Here's a quick rundown. I had to make a list because so much going on Monday. Matt Flynn's going to stick around for a little extra long time.
Is he going to be direct, Tom?
He will always be direct. Matt Flynn knows no other way. Also, Matt Rothschild, he's going to join me on Tuesday. Joe Zepecki, Zepecki Communications on Wednesday. James Santel, former U.S. attorney on Thursday. My pal Maggie Dunn, got to do it on Fridays with Maggie. Earl going to join me the following Monday on the 13th. And on the Tuesday the 14th, I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
And Crudy comes back on Wednesday.
That's
so it's
pretty good.
Be a party. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune in without Crudy. You see how it's really done.
All things considered, I'm kind of proud of you, man.
Well,
I mean, really had low expectations. Let me tell you.
Well, see, that's why you keep them low. That way, you're never disappointed.
I expected Dom to say, "I'm doing 4 reruns," and I got to fill in on Friday.
We'll see what happens on Tuesday. Yeah, but stick around, tune in. It'll be lots of fun with some of our favorite friends.
It's Friday. We air grievances up around here. Yours could be next at 844-967-2789. Good news, bad news. The bad news is that President Joe Biden had a basal cell carcinoma removed from him. The good news is, although this is a common cancer, and apparently affects about 3.6 million people each year, the president is not expected to need any additional treatment. So the bad news, cancer. Good news is he's already been treated for it, a small lesion, and apparently that's
removed
it.
Removed and they got it all and
let's
keep
hope
on
so.
Going.
Yeah. Continued good health, basal cell carcinoma. So good health to you, Joe Biden, 844-967-2789. I believe Catherine was first. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us?
Hi, Catherine.
Oh, hi, Dom and Kurt. I don't have a grievance, but I called you a couple days ago, and this has been bugging me ever since. I told you I had heard a grievance.
It's Dom's fault.
Report.
That's not true.
Yeah, the Green Report. Catherine, we were a little stumped, and I don't want to be, so edify us.
I heard it today. It was on today twice. It was on at 9 a.m. and at 10 a.m., and I took good notes. It was just after 9 and 10, and they call it the Green News Report, and they give a six-minute report on environmental news across the country. And it was on during Stephanie Miller's show, at 9 and at 10. And I'm wondering, but it went 6 minutes. It was, and I was so excited that you guys had a show like that, and then I was thinking, did I imagine that? But our radio is like super glued to your station. It never changes. So I knew I heard. I didn't hear it at any
other Catherine, radio station, here's what I think is happening. Stephanie Miller's program and the top of the hour, and Dom and I know this, we used to be a little syndicated product ourselves, is exactly, I believe, 6 minutes long, which just happens to be the length of the song we use. Sympathy for the Devil is exactly 6 minutes long. So it would fill that slot for us. What I think Stephanie Miller's doing is, even during the commercials and everything, you got to, as a syndicated product, you send sound continuously just in case, just so your affiliates know they're getting what they're supposed to be getting. So what I suspect is you're actually hearing that from Stephanie Miller, because the good folks at ABC News earlier today let us down big time. And Westwood One was having satellite issues. So if we're hearing that leak through, that probably wasn't intentional, but I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, it was good. I hope maybe you guys will do something like that. They have a Green News. It's not on the radio, but it's online for Wisconsin, which gives all the environmental things in Wisconsin, which I think would be great.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Catherine, I think you still have my contact. Please send a link to me of the Green News of Wisconsin, and that way I don't have to do any Googling. I'd appreciate it. 844-967-2789. I'll take a look, and then I'll share it, because I'm going to a beach. I got to be honest with you. Joanne from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, a couple of quick items. Is Mike the Pizza Box guy coming on at 7? I'm hoping that we can give him a little promo.
Joanne, he certainly is. Outside That's the fantastic. Pizza Box with Mike Dickman, Pizza Box Mike, 7 o'clock Friday nights, and it is quite a popular product, although I know a few of his friends are still searching for him.
Right, and I'm going to be missing those Dan Kelly commercials, because if you play them backwards, it says Paul is dead. You know, if you reverse them, there's some mystical quality.
I hear Dan Kelly is the walrus. Cuckoo, ca-choo.
Exactly. All right. Just a quickest grievance. So many organizations have been trying to force people back to work who can work very well remotely. And I'm thinking of the University Avenue traffic out there has been horrible. And of course, the Beltline is stacked up. And I'm thinking if you could get rid of, maybe 20-25% of the workers, because we work well at home, that would be a really great idea. But climate change and all that, well, we'll have to put those issues on the back burner as we solve these other important issues.
Joanne,
our democracy.
Joanne, let me ask you, in all sincerity, we think we've got a big mission here. Some of us think we're trying to save democracy. I never found it was... I got dogs at home. I can't work at home. I got to get to the office if I want to get anything done. But I like coming to the office. I like coming to the office even during a pandemic, and I understand others have health concerns. But Joanne, don't you think we gain synergy from our colleagues at work?
I love it. I love that type of feeling, but I can also work really well at home. I've never been more productive. I don't want to go into accomplishments and all of that, but I wrote a book and did articles and did all this other stuff, and I get told, you have to come in to show some presence and all of that. My students don't want to see my ugly face. I mean, I have a face for radio. I mean, there's a reason why I'm on the radio, okay?
Yeah, us too, Joanne.
All right. I love you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, sister.
John,
thanks for listening.
It. Love you back, sister.
844-967-2789. It is the Friday edition. I don't know how Steve Winwood's yacht rock, but we'll keep it rolling. Oh, Yipone assures me. I'll be hearing this in the Keys.
Oh, this is beautiful, man. Bring it.
Higher Love. I was thinking like some Margaritaville stuff. I heard the one. Play more. More Devil's Advocate.
Some reggae going, baby.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. No mercy today from the judge who sentenced Alec Murdoch for the murders of his wife and son. Judge Clifton Newman giving Murdoch two consecutive life sentences and then bringing up his own words.
Remind me of the expression you gave on the witness stand. Was it tangled?
Tangled web, we weave.
What tangled web we weave. What did you mean by that?
meant when I lied, I continue to lie.
And the question is, when will it end?
Judge saying he believes Murdoch lied at his very sentencing when he doubled down that he had nothing to do with the murders.
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
Murdoch was led away in handcuffs in a prison jumpsuit to serve what the judge described as the rest of his natural life in prison. This is ABC News.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, the stories that I share, my own personal experience, was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Can y'all feel that?
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through my last happy hour for a weekish. Damn, I'm going to South Beach and then on to the Keys. Looking forward to it. You and I went to like Mid Beach. We had a good time. Went down for a presidential debate. Even broadcast on a boardwalk, I believe.
Yeah, off the pier somewhere. Yeah, that was fun.
We even had like an hour of beach time. You and I allocated like 1 hour to go hang out.
Get out. Yes.
A couple of white Wisconsinites on the Miami beach.
Well, it was hot, man. It was like, what, June, July? It was like 120 degrees on the highway. It was hot.
Yeah, we ran out to Homestead, Florida, following Senator Elizabeth Warren, then presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren. If it was hot to us, how do you think the kids being held in the Trump detention camps in Homestead felt?
The good old days.
Speaking of the good old days, Dom, found a headline I found a little intriguing, sort of a national and local headline. Grifter Paul Ryan called out for moral cowardice.
Yes.
As Fox News went off the rails. The only part you're not going to like, I found this over at the Raw story. Originally, the reporting at the Bulwark, Charlie Sykes.
Oh, damn it.
So this one's sort of a horse apiece, but let me read. Reflecting on his interview with former House Speaker Paul Ryan, who left politics and quickly accepted a position as a board member of the Fox Corporation, conservative come opportunist, my interpretation, Charlie Sykes admitted that he is bothered by Ryan's belief that he is and has been doing important work behind the scenes, Dom, to tamp down the worst excesses of Fox News personalities.
Yes, very, very important work. Maybe perhaps a memo, maybe an email or text, and then gotta go to the bank and cash the checks. Very important work.
Paul Ryan said if Trump is the nominee, he won't be at the RNC in Milwaukee. But I will be, and so will you, because I'm dragging you along. It's not quite as nice as South Beach.
I object.
We'll make it fun.
Come on, man. Summertime in Milwaukee is nicer than South Beach in summertime.
We'll see. Dominic, in a column for the Bulwark, Sykes stated that Ryan is inordinately proud. I think I mentioned that. I'm being redundant. According to the columnist, that, again, is Charlie Sykes, that has been the go-to position of conservatives who have opposed Trump while avoiding the former president's wrath. As Sykes notes, Ryan was continuing his cowardly ways while Fox News hosts were spewing 2020 election conspiracy lies that they and he knew were not true.
What? I mean, if they knew something was not true, that means they were, like, purposefully lying to the audience?
That might make it malicious in a civil finding against Dominion. We'll see, Dom. Writing that Ryan's thinking, again, Charlie Sykes, writing that Paul Ryan's thinking reflects a mindset that has come to dominate our politics, especially in the GOP. Some of this is just simple moral cowardice. I think a lot of it is.
Yes.
But Charlie Sykes says a lot of it is grift. But it's not just Paul Ryan. In the roomism is a deeply internalized ethos, or perhaps anti-ethos, that has shaped the Republican Party's serial compromises, capitulations, and sellouts. And that's what your side says about you, conservatives. In that vein, he continued, that is the problem with being a thought leader. And he must have said that sarcastically, Dom. Sometimes you have to lead. In Ryan's case, that would have meant getting up from the table and telling the folks outside the room that Fox was lying and endangering democracy. But once again, he decided to stay silent. And he regarded his reticence-ness as savvy and virtuous. And by staying on the board, Ryan seems to be telling himself he will be able to steer the network away from the craziness, away from the, let's just say, Bacchuano crazy lies about the election. But here's the thing. He didn't, Sykes accused.
Sykes did not, Dom. Sykes had an interview with Paul Ryan recently here in the Milwaukee area, I believe a local college a couple of weeks ago where I believe this is coming from. And Paul Ryan, literally, to my understanding, because I had friends in the room, said to a crowd laughing that, yes, Fox News can be part of the solution to what ails us. You know, he's still selling it, man. He's still grifting on the board, telling the audience that a big part of the problem, a big part of why we are at where we are today, because of the board, the corporation's board that he sits on, that they are going to be part of the solution to the problem they created? Well, thanks for that, Paul Ryan. Guys like Paul Ryan, they take themselves way too seriously. Paul Ryan thinks he's that. You know, he does. I get the sense that Paul Ryan thinks that he is savvy, that he is, you know, walking this fine line, that he can, you know, despite merging the agenda with the most fascist leader this country has ever known, somehow still get paid by Fox News, somehow still keep any semblance of quote-unquote reputation, and somehow stay in the good graces of whatever's left of the corpse that is the GOP.
See if you like this rationalization, Dom. Perhaps something like this going through Paul Ryan's head. This is, of course, the familiar argument. It's an age-old rationalization of the courtiers, time servers and trimmers of all sort, who convince themselves that the greater good is served by staying in the room and they tell themselves that they need to stay in the room so that they can sound the alarm. But they refuse to sound the alarm so they can stay in the room. But this logic is inevitably circular. Lowry from the National Review argued in the case of Liz Cheney that she should not warn the party against being crazy because that lessens her ability to influence the party to be less crazy. But if she denounces lies and sedition, the January 6th time, she will lose a seat at the table where the party decides whether it will embrace lies and sedition. So conservatives can convince themselves that the savvy move is to stay in the room no matter what it costs. Well, Paul Ryan, I would say, and I know, Dom, you don't believe in God.
No.
Paul Ryan, you long since sold your soul. Or perhaps he just merged it with Satan.
Right, right. Merged the agendas. 844-967-2789. We'll get to the callers in just a moment. But this whole thing with Fox News, the projection, I want to emphasize this. I don't know if I can emphasize it enough. The projection from these Republicans, everything that's happening to them or that they do, they put on everybody else. Right. It's the fake news. Right. What's fake news? What have we learned now? Well, a lot of that fake news is coming from Fox News. That's the testimony. Right. That's now what we understand to be the case. So fake news, as described by conservatives, embraced by conservatives after Trump, can be applied specifically to Fox News. Not telling the people the truth, not telling them what they need to hear. Right now, as we've mentioned, I'll reiterate it again, the projection, the media is crooked. Well, what is Fox doing? They're not even sharing with their audience that any details of the lawsuit that they are in. They're not allowing their own journalists in the media division address the $1.6 billion lawsuit. That's the biggest thing to happen to media since the history of media. So tell me more about the corruption of the media. It's the Fox News. And beyond that, they apparently were sharing buying strategies of the Biden campaign with Jared Kushner and Trump. Fox News. Fox was doing that. Isn't that the crooked media all you talk about? Isn't that what you're concerned about? Well, what was happening? That's exactly what Fox was doing. This is projection. I mean, I can't even paint a better picture for you. What you're claiming is happening to you is because of Fox News to a large degree.
Do you remember when you used to chastise me for going on Fox News? And I'd become something of a regular. Ebone, do we have the sound of when I said goodbye to Fox News? I think we had it ready yesterday, but see if you can find it, Ebone. We'll go to the phones in the meantime. Maybe I'll share that before the end of the segment. But first, a few of the Friday grievances at 844-967-2789. I think Pat from East Milwaukee, you go first. What do you got for us?
Hey, Pat.
Well, hello, Advocates. Before Charlie Sykes starts to pontificate, we need to remember that he introduced Southeastern Wisconsin to Paul Ryan back in 1998. And later he introduced us to Scott Walker, Sheriff Clark, Rebecca Clayfish, and he was also a big proponent of the wonderful Reince Priebus, or as Steve Colbert likes to call him, rancid penis.
Pat, let me also throw out there U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Oh, yes, of course. I meant to say that, too. He was the guy who went to some Rotary Club event or whatever up in the Fox Valley and heard Ron Johnson spout his nonsense, and he apparently had it recorded and came back to Milwaukee the next day or next week and just had to let the whole audience know what a wonderful speaker this Ron Johnson was. And it was the first time he was introduced to pollute the Wisconsin airwaves. Every time Sykes makes one of his denunciations now, it just rings so hollow and insincere.
Pat, don't forget, Charlie Sykes also created Rebecca Clayfish out of whole cloth in a career in journalism.
Exactly. In fact, you could almost witness Charlie getting aroused every time you put her on the radio. It was quite
all right,
quite
Pat. Now, Pat, let me ask you a question. And I get the sentiment, man, and I don't disagree. And I've had this conversation with lots and lots of friends of mine. And as mentioned, one of my friends was in the room when Charlie Sykes was interviewing Paul Ryan here recently. That this article is based off of. And my friend is much more, you know, malleable to a guy like Charlie Sykes, you know, because all that, he did all those things then, but now he's a friend of ours now, is so long as, you know, he's agreeing with us and going along with what we are all thinking at this point. What is your sense of, you know, embracing Sykes, or at least not rejecting him outright now because he's changed his tune a tad?
Based the on, enemy of my enemy is my friend, Pat.
Yes.
Yeah. No, Sykes is just a chameleon. Yes, he's saying some of the right things today, but he's not to be trusted. He's not to be respected. He should not be lauded. He should be denounced.
He's right on, man.
Sorry to cut you short, Pat. Got a few more I want to sneak to this segment at 844-967-2789. Jim from Appleton. Welcome, Jim. You're next.
Hey, Jim.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing tonight?
Fantastic. Thank you.
I'm doing good.
All right, Cootie, enjoy your vacation. It sounds
I will.
It's going to be a blast.
I'm unplugging. I will not think of you sunscreen. Not once, Jim.
That makes me very happy. The Green News used to be on from 1 to 2 before you moved Matt Flynn in there when it was the guy from Minnesota.
Maybe that's feeding from Minnesota. I'll have to check with our friends over at KTNF 950 AM.
Yeah, he called himself the aggressive progressive. I can't remember his name.
Oh, anyway. Matt McNeil. He still plays out in the Minnesota outmarkets for Civic Media.
Yeah, I catch him once in a while on podcasts. He's still good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where the Green News first came in.
You edified me, Jim.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim. What's your grievance today?
I edified you. My grievance, when is Josh Call and Merrick Garland going to actually do something with the mountains of evidence that they have against these false electors?
Your guess is as good as mine, Jim. Here's what I would predict. Since Crudy's going on vacation, next week could be as good a time as any,
right.
You know, because I'd miss all the excitement, Jim. You know, those shows just write themselves. So probably next week, I would expect multiple indictments against Trump next week.
Because Crudy will be out of town. But, Jim, I mean, it seems like, and he could take the example of Dana Nessel, AG from Michigan. If he believes that there is something, he could go investigate it.
Josh
right?
Call
I mean,
could.
Josh Call, yes, absolutely. Would you like to see him do that, Jim, right? Yes?
Oh, I would love it. Yes, he should do that. We got so many troopers. Kelly, so many people that are so deep.
I'm going to cut you off before you get you and I and everybody else in trouble here, Jim. You know,
love
we're
the
just
passion,
having,
Jim.
Just having a little fun on this Friday afternoon, the happy hour. It's rolling on. Come back with us. Last chance to air your Friday grievances for Crudy's. Chubby ass is sitting on a beach in South Beach.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Rico from Rock County, you're up. What's happening, Rico? Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday, Dom. You got a killer lineup next week. You got Matt Flynn, you got the Batman coming in, Santel, and Maggie Dawn. Crudy, have a good time down there in Florida. Don't worry about us. We'll be quite all right.
Don't forget Earl.
Clearly, you will not be missing me, Rico.
Hey, you know what? Enjoy yourself, brother. You earned it. We love it. Everything you do here on Civic Media, man. Hey, you enjoy yourself. Have a good time down there in Florida. But you know what? We'll be all right. Dom's got this in the red zone, and I know he's going to punch it into the end zone.
I envision like 3 missed extra points.
We'll squeak through on an overtime win, Rico, but we'll manage, man. Hey, thanks for the call, man. And hey, man. Keep your expectations low, Rico. That's how we keep satisfied in this world.
You know, my expectations were not met last night. The Badgers, they broke my heart.
Ah, that was a tough one, man.
That Purdue game. Damn
it. Yeah, but Marquette's looking so nasty, baby.
Marquette, ranked number 6, I believe. They got their final game against St. John's. And then, Big East tournament, dude. They win that or at least play well. They could be a number 1 seed.
Wow. Wow.
You know, the only team to come into Marquette and beat them this year? My Badgers.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, you're up. Happy Friday, man. What do you got?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Apple. Happy Friday. Oh, I can hardly talk. I haven't even been drinking yet. Happy Friday to you, Devils. And first and foremost, you have a great vacation, Cody.
Thanks, man.
Like Rico said, it's well-deserved. You put together a heck of a...
Nothing but the finest room at the La Quinta for my baby, Paul.
Oh,
the good La Quinta, not the bad La Quinta. I learned that lesson once.
Not the one that Lakers stayed at. So I got a quick grievance, and I'll give the GOP their gave on and lost a pretty corrupt. And then, of course, Kelly... I don't know how he got the nomination to run for the Supreme Court, but it's God help us if he does get elected. So that's my grievance, GOP. And with that, you have a great vacation, and take care of yourself and get back. Thanks for taking my call.
Paul, no promises. Thanks, I'm coming back, man.
You better come back.
844. You know, I just take the Comrex with. I could do it.
That's all right, man.
I could do the show from South Beach.
You can plug in anywhere, man. Gotta love the technology these days.
Is that a possibility? Could I not come back from vacation? My kids might miss me.
Who? What? Might? Maybe. Doubt it.
The dogs would miss my wife. And in case you're thinking about robbing Crudy's house this weekend, the pit bull is staying behind. Okay, it's are my in-laws.
Good to know.
844-967-2789. Bill from Madison. Well, that just wrecked your weekend plans.
What you gonna do now, Bill?
I just had a thought on why everything's so slow processing with this January 6th stuff.
Why is that, Bill?
I believe it may be the Democrats' boogity man brings people to the polls. Much like I think the Republicans, their boogity man was the Roe versus Wade
Well, I think it's probably playing out, Bill, in reverse. And I did hear some new polling come out earlier today that suggested that college-educated people making over $200,000 a year, some astronomical figure, were greatly affected and thought that the January 6th committee did an outstanding job. But if you made like 40 grand a year or less and you were non-college educated, you really didn't give a damn about the January 6th. But I think, Bill, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, while it may have dampened the enthusiasm of the right because they got what they wanted, it has certainly awoken a sleeping giant, which is female voters who have been overly engaged. So I actually think the overturning of Roe v. Wade is far more the reason that people are turning out to vote, see the 35% record turnout by 35% in the spring primary, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that 100%. I think that is what's making people turn out. And what do they always say? The more people that turn out, it usually goes Democratic then.
I think the base is
a bad thing.
No, I think it's an excellent thing. I think the base, thank you, Bill. I hope you have an excellent weekend. I think the base has been awoken, and I think it is a sleeping giant. And I think the only thing that could, quote unquote, tampen down Democratic enthusiasm in the state of Wisconsin is if at some point we see, let's say, a new Supreme Court cast, a recasting of the districting maps, the gerrymandered maps that make currently the legislature here in the state of Wisconsin completely unaccountable, even to their Republican constituents. If we saw new elections, if we saw new maps, well, that would be encouraging, you know. And then at some point, we would see the swinging of the lever from Democrats to Republicans, because we would be somewhere close to normal governance here in the state of Wisconsin again.
Maybe
that's too much to dream for, Don.
No, I think that's ultimately the long term goal here. But everything takes, the first step has to happen. But in the numbers, you talk about the income of folks that believed or paid attention to January 6th versus those that did not. Well, the young people probably are on the lower level of those income, but they're obviously engaged. I think there's kind of a couple of things going on here. One is, of course, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. That's the shot. That's the initial. That's the, oh, my God, what? And then the next is the J6 and the insurrection. Because this is a complicated, deep. A lot of new information has come to light, man. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts on this. And as seditious conspiracy convictions roll, and as people get convicted for their attacks on the Capitol, and as it goes from the lower levels up to the upper levels, and as the investigations continue, special counsels go on, that stuff becomes more aware, and people become more aware of it. And that is a concern. There's an emerging concern of the safety of democracy in this country.
Here's what I will tell you. In the Protasiewicz race, and I have been privy to some of the polling, they will not accentuate what happened on January 6th except in an effort to turn out Democratic base voters. So you may see that narrative play out in Madison, where we care a lot because we've been paying attention. But overall, it's going to be about abortion. Perhaps the redistricting, but mostly, I think you're going to see ads. Janet Protasiewicz will restore abortion in the state of Wisconsin. I think that's her message, and I think it will be an effective one. And that's the last smart thing I have to say today, but I was actually done saying smart stuff like on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. Don't forget.
Have a great day, man. Crudy, have a good trip, man. Well deserved. Don't burn yourself.
Don't forget Pizza Box Mike at 7 o'clock tonight. Great lineup tomorrow. Morty Cannolis, Cripes Cast, Let's Get Local, all kinds of fun stuff under the helmet. Have a great week. See ya with the sunburn when I get back.
All right. See you later.
Yeah, probably.
Hear that?
If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming